Good morning. It's Friday, June the 21st, 2019. 6 o'clock, straight up, a.m. I made it out for my solstice sunrise picture. It was not exactly a sunrise. It was a couple minutes late, but I think the picture was worth the slight delay. The sun would have still been behind the line of trees. Although I suspect the clouds were pretty. I didn't spot them because I was busy getting my butt in gear, but it was sunrise, and I got out at 5:40, so it was close enough. And the pictures were nice. I kind of, particularly the regular morning picture had little god rays in it and everything. It was pretty cool. The bonus picture was trying to get the grass, the full heads of the grass sticking up into the sky with the sun in the background. So anyway, I spent some time working, writing yesterday. Spent some time dealing with groceries yesterday. Spent some time getting blown up in Eve yesterday. My fault, I was being stupid. It cost me a lot of ISK, but you know what? That doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. Quite lovely out this morning. I am wearing some extra clothing today. Put on a hoodie just because I knew it was going to be chilly with no sun and the air is still cool from overnight. It's going to be a little bit colder than normal. I am, however, working up a little sweat underneath here, so I'm plenty warm. It's really calm this morning. I can hear the traffic from over a mile away. Lots of little bird chirps. I got the metronome going. I did get my 4 miles yesterday. My legs are failing it. But not painful. It's just slightly tight. I think I really need to get some workout gear when I go on the treadmill. I have sneakers. The only thing I wear them for is treadmill. But the last few nights, I've just been stripping down to my jeans because I am awash by the time I get done. So yeah, I spent a fair amount of time yesterday working on Cape Grace. And one of the things that's bugged me about it is that the early parts of the story, the first dozen chapters, are pretty sparse. There's a lot of happening in a single point of view that doesn't really help flesh out the story. And then there's a whole bunch of stuff that get crowded in the end that makes the last dozen chapters telescope into just a couple of years. And it's like, this does not work for me. This is not... I need to do more setup earlier. So I started that, and I like where it's... I like how it's going. I like the story, the pacing of the story better. Run, bunny, run. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Mark Post. Have I been around this loop? 1800 and something, 5, 6 today. Wow. So, if I can keep up, and then by fall I'll be at 2000. Maybe by my birthday in October. I don't think I've got enough days left to get to 100 miles this month, but I'll get close. I finished Good Omens. I really enjoyed it. the world. I started Bosch. And I about lost it when I figured out that Harry Bosch's name is Hieronymus Bosch. Because it's just perfect. When I see the name Bosch, I think of spark plugs, because it's a brand of spark plugs. Hieronymus Bosch is, of course, the Renaissance painter. I don't know what period he's in, but he's a painter. He did a triptych of, I think it's called The Garden of Earthly Delights. It shows all manner of demons and perversions. I say, cautionary tale. And the fact that he's a cop is like, okay, good enough. I can get behind this. So I started the first episode last night, and they're longer than my workout, the episodes. So I only had a few minutes left for Good Omens, but now I've got about halfway through the first episode of Bosch, the pilot. I hope the writing is going to be better than Lucifer. I Lucifer is an interesting story. I watched a couple episodes yesterday. And the Cinderman storyline is like, who didn't see this coming? I mean, seriously, who did not see this coming? That's all I'm going to say. There's a big dog behind that fence. It's clouding up. I wonder what it's going to do today. Looks like rain. Again. For a desert, we're getting a lot of rain. I still haven't turned the sprinklers back on yet because we've had a pretty steady dose of at least some rain every day. Oh, that's pretty. There's sun is up. The cloud deck has moved over to cover up the sun. The sun is getting higher in the sky. So there's all kinds of God rays peeking through the clouds, showing up white and silver against the black, dark gray. They're not black over that way, they're just dark gray. What a pretty morning. I'm glad I got up and got out in it. Across this last street and I'll be home free. Here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. If any luck at all, I will talk to you then.